This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Lovers, fairies, and a crazy donkey. If you know, you know. My first guests today are from Theodore, Alaska. Welcome, Enrique Bravo. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And Floridalina Lagundito.
Hello.
Hello. You're the artistic director of Theodore, Alaska, and you're both in the production. Of course, we're talking about Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
So much in the same way you all performed Neighborhood Cabaret when that hit the town, multiple shows in various outdoor venues, you're going to be doing the same with this Shakespeare play. So, Floridalina, let's start with you. You're the artistic director, as I mentioned. How much fun is your job?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we have a real, so many great artists in Juno working with Neighborhood Cabaret and now with Midsummer Night's Dream. Enrique Bravo was in both of those things, and he is so much fun to work with and to watch perform. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, we're lucky to have you, Enrique.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
This looks like it's going to be quite the production. There's 12 performances, a dance troupe, and a star-studded cast, which of course includes the two of you. So Enrique, let's start with you. Well, I need my notes here. I've seen you in a couple of Shakespeare plays before. Is that something you've done a lot of?
I have. Well, there's a Shakespeare company back in Rhode Island that I used to work at, Colonial Theater. So I did about 6 seasons with them. And I would go every summer. It was really great. It was an outdoor theater as well, which is, that honestly is when I kind of fell in love with outdoor theater. Because it's just something about doing Shakespeare underneath the sky. It's pretty special. But also, when me and Floridalina went to grad school together, we were... actually roommates in grad school.
Yeah, that's true.
We know each other pretty well. But there was a Austin Shakespeare company there that I did a couple productions with. So yeah. So I have done Shakespeare for a while. It had been a while though, since I had done something. And then just recently I did another production of Midsummer in West Virginia with another buddy of ours.
Who is in the show, Tommy Schaffler.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went to grad school with us at UT Austin, Hook 'em Horns.
Oh, that's great. See, that's networking in action.
Yeah, right.
Make it work for you.
Yeah.
So, Enrique, you play Nick Bottom in this production. How would you describe his character?
I do. I'm the crazy donkey that you mentioned. he's great. He's a man who takes himself very seriously.
Kind of like Enrique himself.
Very much so.
That's right.
I think what we landed on is he teaches, you know, acting at the local college, and he's very passionate about, you know, the art, the craft of acting. So he brings that to a lot of these rehearsals and to the actual production himself. Is he any good? That's to be determined. But he tries his hardest. So it's been a lot of fun to play because you can kind of. You know, I'm especially coming off of something like Fun Home, where it was the opposite. It's a lot of I get to stretch some different muscles that hadn't been sort of stretched in a while.
Literally, stretching muscles.
Yeah, a lot of running. Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. So, Bottom's been portrayed by a lot of famous actors over the years. Were there any memorable or inspirational performances for you?
You know, and I think that's the thing that I do that I, you know, and I. Sort of different actors handle it differently, but I do not like to sort of let that work its way into my head. Like even with the production of Fun Home, I had not seen the Broadway production. I had not really heard it. And I will, after a production, I'll go sort of look at it and see, oh, okay, that's the choice they made. That's the choice. But I feel like for me, it stifles me creatively. And I just think that I have to like maybe do the thing that they did. So I kind of just like the create. That's one of the fun parts for me. I like creatively, you know, creating sort of bits and stuff from the ground up and finding it for myself. And then afterwards I'll be like, oh, okay, let me go see some famous productions. Yeah.
See how you compare. Yeah. Floridalina, you play a role in this production as well. What's your character?
Tom Snout. He is also been played by many famous characters around the world. Anyway, no, Tom Snout. Really, he's part of the Mechanicals. And I think myself, Connor Lendrum, and Kristen Rankin, we play Mechanicals along with Frank Delaney. And Connor and Kristen and I are kind of our... students of the great Enrique Bravo Bottom, and I look to him for advice. So that's kind of fun to play with that relationship and work with people that we worked with last year as well. Yeah.
Well, we don't have too much time left, but I'd like to hear more about the performance. What else would you, what else you might share? And also, what is the role of the Juno Dance Theater?
So Juno Dance Theater, they're playing, several of their dancers are playing fairies, which is really a lovely, they're doing a really great job. Nevaeh Algabre, Adara Allen, Lyra Culbreth, Shayna Fernandez, Ginger Patterson, and Abigail Portiles. They are all playing the fairies and just really happy to have them. They bring a lot of spunk and a lot of joy and a lot of fun to the to the production.
They've been great. It's really cool to mix those two groups together. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool. What is it about this play that just makes it so popular and such a like great choice for now and for outdoor theater?
Well, I think right now, I think part of the reason why we chose it is because coming out of this thing that happened recently called COVID. I don't know what that was, we figured it would be a lot of fun to be. To do that show, particularly since we did the Scottish play last year. It's like you had to have something different. And then there's like this idea of like this transformation that happens in the play that people are, you know, the lovers get really angry at each other and are fighting each other. But then being in the forest, there's like this sense of fun. They become able to see each other in a different way and I think love each other. I think that that's something that's kind of important right now in this time, is have fun and to really see each other as our full selves.
Yeah, we also really appreciated using that space last year, the Treadwell Mine office, and because last year was only one week, right? That we did it there.
We just did it 1 week.
Yeah. So this week we decided to do 2 weeks, just because we enjoy that space so much. It's a cool space for anybody that hasn't been out there. To transform that into a performance space has been really rewarding.
Yeah.
So and that's that that building that's kind of down the trail a bit.
Down the trail.
There's a big indoor space. It's a big empty concrete structure, right? Painted on the outside with some plaques on the inside.
Yeah, and there's like big, and if you can't miss it, there's actually a big sign out there that says Treadwell Mine Office Building. So if
it's funny because I walk by it a lot, but I don't know if I've ever seen sign or paid that much attention
it's
to
big
it.
There. But we're doing it there. It's this weekend and next weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And then the third weekend, June 23rd and 24th, we are at Riverside Rotary Park because we want to hit the valley. And then we're at the Arboretum out the road on the 25th and then on 26th at Cope Park.
Excellent.
But everything you can find at theateralaska.org.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's so many performances. We can't list them all here. And even though I'd like to just keep talking to you guys forever, we got to go
worries.
But thank you so much for being here today. And I hope you have a wonderful performance. So the first one is, tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
I hope you guys are ready.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, break a leg. And thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.